Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about dogs and cats. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, so we can't talk about dogs and cats without first telling you about our two very special babies that we have, Ron and Jamie. And Jason?
You know, it's roughly analogous to showing you slides of our vacation or, you know, all those things. But I apologize to the audience. You have to put up with the Ron and Jamie story. If you want to see a picture, if you look on our website, livinglighter.org, and under the radio tab, where it shows every topic for every week, you'll see the picture of Ron and Jamie. And that is our two dogs. They are brother and sister. And just briefly, the story is we just started looking. I don't remember exactly why I was doing it.
We had lost our other dog.
Yes.
He was gone.
He was literally, technically, he was our grandson.
Yes.
You know, my daughter was living with us for a while, and this was her dog. And we're going to talk about him later.
Yes.
So we were looking, and I was looking at these rescues, and I found this picture of Ron. And Ron's the one with the dark, is the brown one.
Yes.
And we saw this picture of Ron, and Jamie was there. They showed him individually. So we said, yeah, we want to go look. And we went to go look. And
by the way, we traveled about 80 miles to see them.
Yes. We went through the whole process. We had the referrals and all that stuff you have to go through with a rescue. And so we were all cleared to go, ready to go. So we went to see the dog, Ron, in person. And the woman said, well, we don't want to break them up. It was Ron and Jamie, and they were brother and sister.
Right.
And they said, well, you know, we can't break them up. We can see that they're really bonded. We don't want to separate them.
They need to be together.
So if you want Ron, you have to take Jamie. And it took us it was an agonizing decision. It took maybe, three nanoseconds.
And sucker written right across my forehead. Yes.
Well, you know, Patricia's the emotional one, but I didn't want to have two dogs, but I said, okay, so they both came home with us, and
it has been a delight ever since.
You know, we did have them professionally trained at some point, and the trainer was saying, well, you should never get brother and sister. They'll be so bonded that you can never train them because they're always looked to each other as
not true.
To us, but it wasn't true, you know, and in fact, it worked out really well. We are a big kind of big family unit. My mom loves the dogs, and it works out for her. You know, she's 89 and she's moving slow, but you know, she has these long conversations with them, and they just love to listen. You know, they just listen to her for hours, and it's a win-win for us.
Exactly, because they are great grandma sitters.
Yes.
You know, they'll entertain her for hours.
So, you know, we love our dogs. We understand people who love their dogs
right.
and cats.
Right.
And so...
Then, Jason, let me just... And thank you for all of that, for talking about our babes. But, Jason, what does the ecosystem approach have to do with dogs and cats?
The ecosystem approach is strongly focused on how energy, intuition, and instincts, which are a major part of a person's ecosystem,
right,
are connected to dogs and cats. And we see that the best way to connect with your pets is to understand how energy works. And that energy is the energy, the intuition, and the instincts that human beings have that dogs and cats are primary. You know, the energy, intuition, instincts that a dog and a cat has is primary to their behavior. Now, this doesn't, it's not just limited to dogs and cats.
By any means at all. Birds.
Birds, horses.
Exactly. Oh, yes, very
you
much.
You know, it's any sort of pet that you could possibly have, you know, there's an energy that's connected to them. They use their intuition and instincts, which is a major part of how they behave.
Well, let me just say this. There's an energy connected to everything.
Yes.
And when we understand that, it makes things easier for us. But the point we're trying to get across today is when we use the ecosystem approach, then it is easier to actually communicate with our animals.
Well, and here's the irony. Dogs and cats, I mean, their instincts and intuition is primary to how they behave and how
right.
they function day to day.
And how they communicate.
But as human beings, we've lost all that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use our instincts anymore and our intuition anymore. We
right.
look to an expert in Google to tell us how we should act in a particular situation, you know,
yeah.
and as opposed to saying, well, how does this feel? You know, what do you think? What do I think I should do in this situation?
Right.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, they both do this. When Jamie wants the door to open, she stares at it to make it open. Now, this wasn't just Jamie. Now, Ron does the same thing.
Right.
And our grandson, Lou James, who we'll talk about later, did the same thing.
Right.
If he wanted the door to open, he would stare at it. And it's almost like he believes, like, you know, you remember that old commercial, open, open, open.
You know, Mervyn's.
They just stare at the
yes.
at the door and it opens. And
yes.
frankly, it works for them because when we see them staring at the door, we go over and open it. But they believe that they've used their intention or their instinct to make it open. You know, Ron, he's the hunter. He's more of he has some terrier mix to him and he loves to stare at the gopher hole out in the backyard and hope that the gopher is going to come out because he's staring at it. You know, they're both, you know, they're poodle mixes. They're like, 13 pounds, 14 pounds. So they're not
yeah.
big dogs.
No, not at all.
They're not tough dogs by reputation, but they're both instinctively protective. You know, Ron is really protective of my mom,
mm-hmm.
and Jamie is more protective of me. She's adopted me. She follows me around the house.
And we thought she was going to be my dog, but no, you know,
no.
there she is.
Well, I picked out Ron, so, you know, we thought that's how it was going to be, but, you know, yeah. they kind of merged to our personality, and Jamie really is a lot more like me. You know, it's interesting, just an interesting aside, you know, we use the Enneagram for self-discovery and to understand yourself.
Right.
We've typed both of our dogs in terms of their Enneagram type.
Exactly.
And it applies.
It's amazing. I do have to say there's one amazing correlation. We had typed the dogs. We hadn't realized that, you know, that it was going to be this way. And we typed the dogs and we realized that Jamie has the same personality type as Jason's daughter and Ron has the same personality type as my daughter. And so when we started to understand that, it actually made it easier for us to deal with them because there was an understanding, a better understanding of who they are.
And when we train them or work with them, understanding their Enneagram type, which really helps understand how to train them in the best way
mm-hmm.
and to create a bond with them in the best way.
Right.
And oh, by the way, so if you've forgotten, we use the Enneagram as a way to determine the negative energy attached to your essence.
Right.
And we see that dogs and cats have an essence just like human beings.
Right. Now, I have to admit, we haven't had a lot of dealings with birds and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is that we can communicate with the animals no matter what they are.
Well, and where we live right now, yes, we're two doors down from the stables.
Yes.
And we're not horse people per se, but we have some friends who are.
Yes.
And, you know, horses have very, very unique individual personalities.
Truly.
And they can be typed in terms of their Enneagram type also.
Exactly.
To help understand them.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that show Naked and Afraid. Have you? Do you remember?
Yes. Yes.
You know, Patricia doesn't like it because of the bugs. You know, they're always getting eaten by bugs, and we don't watch it very often.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is, if you've ever seen it, I think it's on the Discovery Channel. They find these two people who want to see if they can survive in the jungle for, I think it's 30 or 40 days.
I don't know how long it is. It's too long in my opinion.
And they just have one or two tools and they have to feed themselves and shelter and all that stuff. And when they start it, they have to take off their clothes, so they're naked. And I don't know why the naked thing is so important, but it's...
survival.
I would say ratings, but, you know...
It's, of course you would.
Screen out the intimate parts. But anyways, right, what we see there, and this is you know, about instincts and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people are hardcore. They're tough guys. They're tough women. I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to force this. I'm going to use my strength and all my ability to do what I need to do. But they use that toughness, which is a form of programming. In other words, they're forcing themselves to act a certain way as opposed to using their instincts and intuition.
Like we should be doing.
Like we should be doing, like dogs and cats do,
exactly,
and other animals.
Yes.
You know, they instinctively, if they were out in the wild, you know, obviously our dogs are domesticated, but finding water, finding food,
mm-hmm,
knowing what to eat, you know, it's not like they would know exactly, but they're instinctively know things. And for human beings, we've lost that ability. OMG, it's a big deal.
Okay.
And, you know, this one of the things I wanted to do with this show is to talk about developing instincts for human beings, because it'll help you connect with your pets in a better way.
Okay, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Dogs and cats live by intuition, instincts, and energy as a primary source of information.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings were designed to use intuition, instincts, and energies just like animals.
Okay.
But we've lost that because of programming. And too much programming kills, stops, and suppresses our intuition and instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach is the way to regain your intuition and instincts.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how our animals use energy to heal us. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're here talking about how our animals use energy to heal us. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do animals heal us with their energy?
They do it by their physical presence. Mm. They instinctively and energetically absorb the bad energy into themselves. Mm-hmm. We know this because we're intuitives and we can see it.
Right. Well, you know I have a few examples of this, but can you give a few examples, Jason?
Well, you know, so Ron and Jamie are part of our family. Mm-hmm. You know, if any one of us is down with the flu or a cold and we're laying in bed, you can't push them away. They're right there.
Yeah.
You know, mom, you know, she's pretty healthy, but every once in a while she'll have a little cold or sniffle and she'll, you know, take a nap and lay down. They're both right there. They just lay there with her as long as she's sick, and they're trying to heal her.
Exactly. You know, I have a couple of stories a few years ago, more than a few years ago, I had a major knee surgery. And this is when they very first started using the circulating ice machines. I don't know exactly what they're called. But anyway, I came home from the surgery and got all hooked up and everything and laid down. And of course, they gave you major drugs, you know. So I laid down and, you know, because you're supposed to heal, that you heal when you sleep. And when I woke up, I didn't have one cat. I had two cats actually laying on top of my knee, the one that had the ice circulating around it. I mean, it was cold to touch, and both of those cats were right there on top of me. I couldn't get them off. And it was then that I realized those cats were healing me. They were doing their very, very best. It was amazing.
You know, our dogs and cats, especially mm-hmm. domesticated dogs and cats, you know, they've been bred, so to speak. It's part of their instinct to be our companion, and part of their purpose is healing.
And by the way, animals need a purpose. It's really, really, really important. If you think about it, they need a purpose. They need to tell you when somebody's at the door. They need to tell you when something isn't right around the house. That's part of their purpose.
When we brought home Ron and Jamie, we didn't give them a job description. Yeah. They just kind of figured it out. And, you know, that's instinct.
Yes,
you know,
truly.
They're protective. Mm-hmm. They're healers for us. They're exactly. companions for us.
Exactly.
You know, I like to say, you know, Jamie's always, whenever we're doing something, she's right there.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she supervises.
Exactly.
You know, I can just, I almost have that sense like, you know, oh, so what you doing, Dad? Yeah. what you put that over there for, you know? So.
And by the way, if he leaves the room, she leaves the room. He comes back, she comes back. It's really, I mean, she's really, really attached herself to him and she keeps her eye on him.
You know, it's amazing. When we do client sessions,
mm-hmm.
and the majority of them now, especially, is by phone.
Right.
Our clients tell us if they have a dog or a cat, they're always right there.
Exactly.
So when we're working with the energy, the dog and cat senses it and is always right there. They appreciate it. In
right.
fact, when Patricia and I, we clear on a regular basis. So we'll sit down and say, oh, let's do some clearing. So we do some clearing. And they run to the room.
It doesn't
matter where they are.
Exactly. They'll come right in or they'll wait at the door until we let them in, that
yes.
kind of thing. Yes. But, you know, I have another story about the grandson, Lou James, that, you know, is no longer with us, I'm sorry to say.
He was a pit bull mix. He
yes,
was kind of brown and white.
Yes. And he was just unbelievable. He was charming is what he was. He loved the girls. He was really cute. And, it was a warm summer night. And this is when we lived in near San Francisco. And, Jason and I happened to be sitting watching TV in what we called the den. And we were sitting there and all of a sudden Lou James came just roaring down the hall. I could hear him. He came roaring down the hall and he plopped his derriere down and he just kind of looked at me and he kind of stared at me. And it took me about 2 seconds.
It's similar to the dog staring at the door. It's
very like, similar, like but there was an agitation about him. And I looked at him and I said, Lou James, what's wrong? What's going on? And he took off and then he came back and he looked at me and he barked. And then he was not a huge barker. And he left and I thought he's trying to tell me something. Didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew something wasn't right. And so I got up and I went out the door and down the hall and straight out to, there was a deck there. We lived on the side of a hill and there was a deck there. And in the deck was one of our daughters. She was playing with the dog and the deck was not in the best condition. And she actually fell through the deck and couldn't get out.
You know, it was on a hillside. And so she fell through and she couldn't, you know,
she didn't
wasn't
know where
strong
the
enough.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
She wasn't, it was serious, but nothing, it wasn't life threatening, but it was difficult.
It was because she couldn't get out. And so the dog.
And he knew there was something wrong.
He knew there was something wrong. And he came to tell me because he knew he could communicate with me.
So when he sat down and looked at her.
Oh, I mean, and
he was talking to her.
He was, and he just plopped down. And normally he didn't do that. He had a lot of grace and no, man, he was letting me know something wasn't right. Here's the point of the entire story. His intuition and mine, because I had been with him so much and raised him from the time he was a puppy. You know, we sort of shared him. He knew who to connect with and he knew that I would get something wasn't right. And boy, I got to tell you, I was so grateful for that because, by the way, she could have still been hanging out in that deck. It was that bad.
Well, you know, and that's how we're all designed to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just animals.
Yeah.
You know, when Patricia had her heart valve surgery, she came out of surgery and she was in ICU and they still had the tube down her throat for so she could breathe. And she was not conscious. But I was talking to her, and she was talking to me. You know, my wife. That's part of when this.
You can't say bad words on the radio, Jason.
Well, you know, we communicate.
Yes.
Obviously, it's easier with language, but we can communicate in another way, and
exactly,
and it creates a connection.
Yes,
and frankly, that's why we feel so connected to our animals because we know that they get us. Because they see it intuitively.
Exactly. And I want to say the best way to start intuitively connecting with your animals even better than you already do, because I know almost everybody has a pet of some kind. Understand, when you start connecting with yourself by using the ecosystem approach, you will not believe the abilities and the communication you will have with your animals, with your kids, with your parents, with your relatives.
We've had so many clients, yes. It's usually women, who say they feel unloved and unconnected to their spouses.
Right.
Because their spouses is the kind of, the only thing that's in the world is what you can see, touch, and hear.
Yeah.
So if they don't tell their spouses,
right,
their spouses have no idea what's going on with them emotionally. That's a lack of intuition. That's a lack of emotional intelligence. We're not supposed to be that way.
Yes.
But we're taught that way. You know, engineers, accountants, scientists, you're taught to look outside of yourself for all the information, right, never inside.
Well, you know, and we started this, we were talking about how our animals heal us. I have just one more story about that. There was a woman who lived down the street. I actually never talked to her, but there was always this dog that was on the deck. And every time we would walk by, this dog would just bark like crazy, you know, all over the place. And I happened to notice that the dog wasn't there for a little while. And I thought, oh, well, maybe she went on vacation or something. Well, then one day there was another dog on the deck. Kind of looked like the first one, but, you know, and this dog basically was doing the exact same thing. And I always thought, well, you know, the woman didn't, you know, she didn't discipline her dogs at all. And so I asked her next door neighbor, who happened to be my friend. I said, hey, you know, was there something wrong with the dog, the first dog? And she said, yes, the dog died. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, the dog died. The dog died of cancer. And I said, oh my gosh. And she said, and you know, the woman who owns the dog, she has cancer also. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And just FYI, in case you're interested, the second dog, I just found out from her today before I came to my water aerobic class, she told me that the second dog had cancer, the same cancer that the woman had, in the exact same place, meaning the same place as the owner. And shortly, the dog died shortly after that. My point being that our animals take on our negative energies, and those negative energies create things like inflammation and blocks to our nervous system and our endocrine system that cause toxic energy.
So I need to clarify, because there's people out there thinking, I can see it, saying, well, if my dog has cancer, does that mean I have cancer?
Yeah, that was a good one, Jason.
It doesn't have to be that literal,
right?
But I guarantee you, if your dog has cancer, there's negative energy in the house that your dog is absorbing.
Exactly. And how do we work with that, Jason?
The ecosystem approach.
Exactly. So,
and so, you know, it's a twofer in a way.
Yeah.
If you want to help the relationship you have with your dog, or just your dog or cat, and so they have a happier life.
Right.
Clearing yourself and your negative energy
is the answer. All right, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Our animals instinctively try to heal us by absorbing the negative energy.
Right.
Animals and humans try to heal others by absorbing the negative energy of disease and illness.
Mm-hmm.
And if an animal or human absorbs negative energy to heal it, it always builds up and must be removed.
By the way, using the ecosystem approach.
Yes. And the ecosystem approach is the way to heal without absorbing, and is the way to remove the negative buildup.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about when our animals die or are near death, what to do for what that's in everyone's best interest. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about when our animals die or are near death, what to do for everyone's best interest. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do we need to know about animals and their death?
That they have a soul or essence and a purpose. That purpose is not very complicated. It's typically connected to supporting their owners.
Okay.
And when they're when their soul is deciding whether to stay or go, it's typically connected, that decision is typically connected to their owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I get this question all the time, so I'm going to pose it. How do you know when to put your animal down?
You know, it's not a formula, but I would say it's a judgment call based on good intuition and your authentic connection to your pet. We see that most people wait way too long and the animal is giving them many signs at that time, but we don't want to see it.
That it is time.
Yes.
That it is time. Okay. All right. Can you give us an example or two?
Well, let's start with a positive example.
Okay.
And this goes, you know, we were talking about our grandson. His name is Lou James. That's a strange name, but that's, you know, our daughter gave that to him. And she was living with us at the time, and he was getting older. Incidentally, when my mom came to live with us, you know, we never had dogs growing up or animals, but she took to Lou James right away.
And him to her.
Yes. And it's surprising, you know, most people are a little skittish about a pit bull. You know, they've got these big jaws and when they bark, it's really deep voice. So they look really ferocious. But she used to play with Lou James. He used to take his pull toy and bring it over to her and set it on her lap and then look at her, put his head in her lap and then look at her up with his eyes that she just couldn't resist. So it was just always these strange pictures of my 89-year-old mother playing tug of war with this pit bull. So it was always good, it was a fun story.
Yes, exactly.
So, but we knew that, you know, Lou James started to get old and he would show signs where he would bark at the squirrel, but he wouldn't get up and try and bark right. at it up at the fence. You know, he just couldn't get up, and you could tell he had arthritis and it was hard for him to walk.
Right.
And he was getting really sluggish. And one day he just,
he fell.
He was in the living room, and Patricia,
I saw it.
Called my daughter, and
I said, "Yeah, I don't want to cry."
This is really emotional for us. But.
Truly, I called and I said, "There's something wrong with Lou James," and she said, "Well, I can't come right now." And I said, "He's dying." She said, "I'll be right there." She was there within 15 minutes. And she knew, she took one look at him, and she knew that it was his time.
Now, my daughter is very intuitive.
Very.
And she had this intuitive connection to him that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And to her credit, she knew. She literally scooped him up. I went with her.
And by the way, he weighed about 70 pounds.
I mean, he was a heavy dog. She scooped him up in her arms, went up two flights of stairs, put him in her car. I went with her and I sat with him while she was tearing through the, you know, going way too
the
fast.
The streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, that's just a dad observation. But right. I understood, you know, yeah. She wanted to get him to the doctor, this 24-hour animal hospital. And they took him in right away. And the doctor came in and said, "Well, his spleen burst."
Yeah,
and she said, "Well, we could do surgery." And she was telling her the options. And Heather said, "No, you know, my daughter just said, hey, it's time,"
because she knew.
She knew.
She knew. And he told her, "It's time, Mama. Let me go."
It would have been cruel to do surgery.
Well,
that was it. He his body told us
exactly
everything about him. Told us.
Well, and so here's the point of what we're talking about, that what we see is that when it's time for them to go or something is wrong and they need to let them go, what we see is that people get really stuck in their own self-absorption of, oh, I can't let my pet go because I can't live without them.
Yes.
But in that, it basically says it's all about you and not about that animal, not about that pet, not about that love that you had so strong.
There was a story where this was a long time before Lou James, but she had my daughter had a boyfriend whose parents had this dog, and they were going on a trip, and they had asked us to, we didn't know him very well, but to ask us to take care of this dog. And it had some challenges. And we said, okay, well, we'll deal with that. But when the dog came, the dog couldn't hold its bowels. It was pooping and peeing all over the place. It could barely see. It could barely get up and walk.
Right.
You know, it was cruel. It was an excruciating pain.
Yes.
And we knew it immediately.
Yeah.
And I remember having a pretty direct conversation with the guy, he interpreted as that we didn't want to help him out and take care of the dog, but that wasn't it at all. I was trying to tell him, hey,
this dog is hurting.
What are you doing keeping this dog around? Yes. I mean, you've got to be oblivious.
Him steroids and a few other things.
Yeah, you've got to be
really
oblivious
bad.
To how much pain. And, you know, because we're intuitive, but everybody should be intuitive. Frankly, that's why we use the word intuition.
Right.
The dog was screaming at us, was crying out. It was in pain. And the owner couldn't see that. And that comes from programming. We're too programmed in this society. We need to recover our instincts and intuition and have a better life. It'll help us with relationships. It'll help with our health. It'll help us with our relationships with our pets. It'll help us in every way.
Exactly.
But with programming, it dumbs us down. It numbs us out. And makes it really difficult.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best relationship you can have with a pet comes when your intuition is on.
Mm-hmm.
Having a deep intuitive connection with your pet is the best way to know when it's the end of life.
Right.
A pet's instinct is to stay and be of service to you, even to its own detriment. So you have to make the hard decision. You have to make the decision.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach is the best way to have a close relationship to your pet by developing your intuition, your emotional connection, and your energetic connection.
And by the way, first to yourself and then to your pets.
Yes.
So, Jason, how do we do energy work? Can you explain that to everyone?
We're going to do some clearing to make a better connection with your pet in the next mm-hmm. segment. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you just follow along with us when we say and to eliminate. Gather up all those things that we said to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions.
Correct.
Gather those up in your your body. Blow them into a trash can. If there's not a trash can, if like you're in your car, use your imaginary trash can. Create an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Take a gentle breath and go on to the next.
And then after we do that, we like to activate life force. Because life force energy is the most powerful energy that any one of us has access to. And the most amazing thing is that we put back in really good things, really amazing things, like clarity and love and hope and all of the things that we each want every single day, that we need every single day. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear to have a closer relationship with your pet and yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you clear to have a closer relationship, not only with yourself, but with your pet. So, Jason, you ready to do some clearing?
Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can use my intuition to better understand my pet. Mm. Gather up all those barriers. Blow them into that trash can, imaginary, if it has to be. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can commit to myself to start using the ecosystem approach to develop my intuition. Take a breath. Gather up all those barriers. Blow them into that trash can.
And to eliminate the programming techniques that I use instead of using my intuition and instincts to not only better my life, but better my pet's life and our communication. Take a breath.
You know, we talked about how we've had so many clients whose spouses don't really understand them, because a lot of what happens is they'll read a book about how a woman works or how a man works, and they expect them to act that way. It doesn't work that way. You have to see that only with your intuition can you see the subtle differences, and using your instincts to really see someone like they really are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the strongest thing about Patricia and I in terms of our relationship, is that we see each other. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that's part of the benefit. So when you see, you know, your significant other, it's really special, but especially when you see your pet. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Okay.
And to eliminate the stress and anxiety that both me and my pet carry.
Big time.
That keep us from seeing each other.
Yes.
Take a breath.
One more time. And by the way, if you're dealing with your pet, we were going to talk about this before, but it's really important to talk about now. If you're want to clear your pet, if you know your pet is having a hard time, your intention is what matters here. And I recommend removing negative energy from head to tail and taking that negative energy and dropping it in a garbage can. It would sound like this. And to eliminate all the negative energies that Fido or Fifi has that they're carrying and holding on to and stuck in, I release and let go of it for my little babe right now, starting at the tips of, at the top of your pet's head, and make that energy move all the way down that pet's body, just like we remove that negative energy from our body all the way to the tips of its tail, and then put it in a trash can.
You know, the truth is that...
And by the way, use that breathing technique.
If you're using the ecosystem approach and you just bring your pet with you, in other words, when you're doing clearing for yourself, mm-hmm. have your pet be right there, it's works.
It's amazing.
It's an easy way for it to work.
Exactly.
So, and to eliminate all my fears, worries, and insecurities that block my intuition and my instincts. Take a breath.
Ooh, I got another one. And to eliminate
all of the negative energies between me and my pet that are keeping us from being able to communicate and use our instincts to connect with each other. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that training techniques and are better than using my intuition. It's not true. Take a breath. Frankly, we use both.
Yes.
We do use training techniques, but our intuition is primary.
Absolutely.
The techniques are secondary.
And to eliminate my neediness that keeps me from a courageous decision at the end of my pet's life. Take a breath. And by the way, that takes courage, everyone. Don't think that it doesn't. It's not a 1, 2, 3. It does take courage. But the truth is, if you love your pet, you will know. You will know when the time is right. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my knowing when it's my pet's, when my pet is telling me it's time.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling like a victim to my neediness for my pet versus doing what's in their best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate being a victim to my pet's bad behavior versus clearing it.
Nice.
Take a breath. Just a quickie. When Jamie first came to us, she would cry in her crate at night. And I would go in there and sit with her and clear her neediness, her fear of abandonment, her fear that if I'm not right there, if we're not right there, she's going to be all by herself. And it always calmed her down. It made a big difference.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So Jason, let's activate some life force.
Sure.
What do you say? All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, not only for me, but for my animals as well. Now and in the future, take a nice breath. Pull in that energy right in through the top of your head. And you can even make it go right into the top of your pet's head and make it go all the way down your body and all the way through your pet's body. We all use the same energy. Take a breath. There you go.
And to activate life force, so that I can trust that by removing negative energy, it can help me and my pet.
Nice.
Take a breath.
Here's a big one. And to activate life force so I can trust that I can use my intuition to talk to my pet and communicate with my pet. Because the truth is, you can. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to connect with my pet via intuition and my own instincts.
Excellent.
Take a breath. Feel that life force energy.
Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can be and my pet can be happy and healthy and creative and have fun and enjoy our lives together so we can be peaceful and in great health now and in the future, now and always. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath in through the top of your head, in through the top of your pet's head, all the way through your body, both of them. And blow out any negative energies left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
A human owner's manual.
What?
Have you ever wondered if you come with an owner's manual? The answer is yes.
I know mine was misplaced years ago.
Well, you know, I remember, you know, I was pretty out of it when my daughter was born. I was in the room when she came out in the delivery room. But I guarantee you, I did not see any manual flop down, you know, when she came out. So the truth is we all have one. And it's not one size fits all. My owner's manual doesn't apply to Patricia and
vice versa.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're going to tell you how to access that information and how to find that unique part that says, oh, this is just about you.
Okay. And, you know, let me give you a little hint. It's called the ecosystem approach, but you know, I don't want to jump ahead of anything. Okay. So,
that's what you call a spoiler alert.
Yeah. That was it. Okay. Okay. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence and your pet's essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to have a better life, I suggest, and this is, I know this sounds self-serving, but every week, get your pet, put them on your lap.
Exactly.
And listen to the show. And they'll love it.
Absolutely.
They'll love listening to what we have to say about the owner's manual, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing is that if you want to really use the ecosystem approach in your life, we make it so simple. All you have to do to get started is to sign up for our newsletter. Go to livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab at the top. And all we ask for is your name and email address. It's absolutely free. And every week, this newsletter, it's a little backstory from the topic of the week, but also we include clearings there that are connected to this week's topic. And we would suggest to you that if you take these clearings, put them on your smartphone, and use them every single day. Keep clearing constantly and consistently.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
So wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.